Shanti and good morning. So we had amazing Murli this morning, right? At least it was touching so much my heart, and I'm sure you had the same experience. So the topic was how to uplift the self, but also uplifting others. And that's the beauty in soul consciousness, because then there is equality. Anyone needs translation, by the way? English, everyone. Okay, good. So I was just thinking that, you know, that's why Baba was speaking about balance, because when we are soul conscious, then there is always balance. It's not that I'm uplifting others and I come down myself, and it's not other way either. I uplift myself but putting others down, because that's what's happening in body consciousness. But soul consciousness, the beauty is that we are all equal. We are brothers. We are sons of Baba, and all of us, we have the right to the inheritance. And there were many, many, many aspects of self-respect, giving the respect to others, etc. But I'm not going into the details, because the idea today is that you are gonna pick one your Murli point from today's Murli. So you can choose whatever Murli point you want, and then the aim is that we are reflecting it in the silence, because the aim is to make the Murli point very personal, that it's like Baba speaking directly to me. And then making it personal, but also experiencing it, because all the Gyan, as we know, actually it is meant to experience. Sometimes we are in the superficial level, we are only in the intellectual level. So today the aim is that we are really diving into the experience. So how does that sound? Yes, because there will be other Murli journeys as well, and all the Murli journey is little bit different because of the different facilitator. And we are going to be also a little bit creative today. Are you open for creativity? It's something very easy, don't be afraid. Okay, good. So, anyone has any questions before we start? So then we can have a soft music, and we can go into the self-reflection and just reflecting the one point from today's Murli. Choose the one point what was really important for you, and trust your intuition. Generally, what comes first into your mind, that's the right one. So let's go into the silence for 2 minutes. Thank you. Then when you have chosen one mudra point, you can reflect for a moment why this point is so important to me. And just like listen to yourself. Why this mudra point is so significant for me. The next step is that we are gonna write about it 3 minutes, and if you don't have paper and pen, let me know, I will bring you. So, and the idea when we are starting to write is that we are writing without thinking much. Just keep on writing. What does this mudra point mean to me? And keep on writing the 3 minutes. There is no right or wrong answer. This is just for you. Just keep on writing whatever comes into your mind. And then it is time to finish the writing. You can finish your sentence. And after that, you can read your text and circle 3 main words which are like standing out from your text. So read your text and circle 3 words from your text which are significant for you. And then, when you have 3 words circled, choose 1 out of those 3. What is the most important word for you out of those 3 words? And then write about that 1 word for 2 minutes. And just keep on writing. Everything is okay. Whatever comes into your mind. No right, no wrong. and then you can finish your sentence. And after that, you can read it again through. And now you can use your intellect and pull the essence out of it. The last chapter you wrote, create the essence of it with one sentence. Essence of what you wrote in one sentence, short sentence. So everyone has one short sentence. So that is the personal meaning. You started with the mulli point, and now you have extracted the personal meaning of that mulli point to you. And next is the creative thing. So there is different colors of the Play-Doh. And so you can go and pick up one. And then after that we have 5 minutes time. Can you hear me? Yeah, good. So 5 minutes time, and we are giving form into that. So whatever you wrote, just you can keep it in your awareness. And now again, no thinking. Just let your hands do something. It does not need to be anything beautiful. It does not need to be, you know, any specific form. It can be abstract. So just keep on your, how Baba says in the Murli, remember me and let your hands do the work. So please, you can choose your color and start the work for 5 minutes. And 1 more minute, and don't worry, it will be perfect as it is, just like in the last kalpa. And if you are ready, you can meditate on it and let the form speak to you. What is the addition, what this form wants to tell you? There is some significance in what you did. It's not just random thing. You created it. So listen to it. What does that want to tell you? And then it is time for pair discussion. So we go into the pairs, and the idea is to just share what you have been reflecting, what has been your realization. And you can also show, if you want, your piece of art. And you have 2 minutes time. And you need to choose which one is A and which one is B. A is starting to share for 2 minutes, and B is just listening, not saying anything, not commenting anything, yes, I agree, nothing. Just listening from the heart and not even thinking what I'm going to say next. Just focus on listening from the heart, the another one. So please, you can go to the pairs, and I can also be if there is not enough pairs, so you can turn next to you. Yes, you brothers. And I will say when 2 minutes is over, so then we switch. And the time is up. And now it's time to be silence in the moment. And the B is now what I heard. What was the essence in one sentence? What I heard from another one? And then you can share it. What was the essence? And one sentence, no need to share anymore. And then we shift. So now another one is A. And A is starting to share her or his experience for 2 minutes. Okay? And now B is just listening. Okay?
Senior to you, the junior to you, everyone.
So thank you. Now 2 minutes is over. And now B, who was listening, so just moment of silence, and what was the essence what I heard, and then you can share it. Thank you. And the next step is silent reflection. So now I have shared my Murli point, what does it mean personally to me? And now it's the time, what do I do today to practice this? So write something practical. How are you gonna practice this today? And you can keep it, you don't need to return it, sister. You can keep it. I can maybe mention at this point, so you can take this piece of art with you, and it will become hard. When you keep it for a few hours in the air, it will become hard. So you are welcome to take it with you. But yes, reflection, writing, how do I practice this today? Everyone has something now. How are you going to practice this? And now it would be lovely. Whoever wants to share something, whatever you realized, or maybe you want to show to the whole group your piece of art, or maybe you want to share something, what did you like about this kind of little bit different Murli churning. This was not very traditional, so it would be lovely to hear. So please, anyone who wants can start. You can take the microphone on the middle.
Om Shanti. Today's from today's. Hello. Yeah, from today's Murli, the main points that I made a note of was Swaman and Samman. So after all the Murli Manthan, and the point I've made is to only see good in everything, in everyone, most importantly in myself. Thank you.
Thank you.
Om Shanti. I love what Baba mentioned to be today about being the beauty and sparkle in every place. Before Baba found me, you know, he mentioned it today that there's the limited beauty and sparkle. And I spent a lot of money to enhance the physical feature and even became a bodybuilder, you know, just to get that attention and beauty and respect. But those are actually delaying sorrow. It's very exhausting. And up to the point that you lose all your physical wealth and what you're going to do. And then the beauty is gone, right? But when Baba found me, this question that I had in mind is, where is that place, you know? So the place that Baba said is, I am a soul and I am seated in this place at the center of the forehead. And I am a spark of light. And that brings me to that sense of stability, that I am non-physical. I use this body, you know, to perform actions. I am separate in this body. And Baba told us that you have the seven beautiful virtues. As I imbibe that, I become the embodiment of that virtues. And there's no effort. And you become naturally beautiful and sparkling. And you are the model of spirituality. So why I chose this? Because there's a feeling of deep sense of contentment, fullness, bliss. And you are so detached. And you become an automatically, you know, a beauty and sparkle to everyone. So Baba said today that everyone, when they experience that, they become a beauty and sparkle to every soul. And lastly, so this is an eyeglasses. I use a lot of eyeglasses. So this is the vision that Baba has for us, you know, the vision of brotherhood, the vision that you are an 84-birth soul, you know. But you are, you know, precious, you are invaluable, you are beautiful, you are full. You know, you don't need the physical, you know. And when you feel and experience that vision, you see that vision for each, you know, of everyone. And the practice that I would love to experiment today is especially, you know, when you see the old sanskar coming out in every soul and interactions, can I go deep within and stabilize myself where I'm seated and experience to be the embodiment of beautiful virtues and recognize that in every soul, you know. So this is beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you, sister. Om Shanti. The point which I had taken up was also from today morning's Muli, and basically it is to give respect is to receive respect. So that is something which I have heard before, but it made a lot more sense to me now after listening to the Muli, and it has come in the past also in Baba's Murlis. So I was just thinking, you know, like creating the art piece which sister had provided. I don't know what's that material called. So I thought of a pet dog, you know. So I tried to create a pet dog. Unfortunately, I have all squashed it up now again. Put it back in the container because it dries up soon. So the dog, if you have had a pet dog, for example, you would have experienced that the dog always has a lot of love for you, no matter what you do to him. You know, if you bash him, or I had a, you know, a male dog, so I'm saying he. So if you scold the dog and it forgets in a few minutes, and the next day when you come back home, it's the first person to greet you at the door. So it is always loving and respectful. So I was thinking respect and love, they go together. So the example that I thought of was a dog. So that was my art creation. And then I was thinking how I'm going to use it today. I was thinking that I will you know, see everyone respectfully, whomever I meet today. And if there's an interaction, I'll interact with them respectfully. If not, I'll still give them, you know, good wishes and pure feelings. And I was also thinking that towards the end of the day, when I'm giving my pota meal to Baba, I will think of, you know, some people with whom I had not sort of interacted properly, you know, disrespectfully.
So I'll ask for their forgiveness and also from Baba. So that's my point. Thank you.
Yes, here is.
Today's Murli, what I have chosen, one point, what that you said. Okay. So, Baba is love and true. And he is also a point light like us. And he only has come and given this knowledge. So he is ocean of knowledge, love, peace, happiness, everything. And that's why, and he is like faithful servant he calls for the world. That I like, because always he is serving, however, in any shape we are impure, we didn't know anything, only body. He came and teaches us. So his ocean of knowledge, that is amazing, that we don't get anywhere, although we are Indian, not in any book, Shastra, Ved and Puran, in any spiritual book and knowledge. This Baba only gave. Secondly, today he said, any situation, anything happens, but anybody is insulting, whatever, you have to do good wishes and give some mark. That I liked it. That is, today I'm going to try to follow that anything comes in it, but everybody, for everybody, we have to give good wishes for the world, for the family, for the relation, whoever comes in my connection, and become like Baba Kalyankari.
Thank you, sister.
Thank
and
you.
One more, and then time is up.
I'm sorry?
Okay, two more, two short ones.
Okay. Om Shanti. I will pick the word sustain, powers and discipline. I am sustaining myself by following elevated directions, and sustaining with yoga, Baba's remembrance, and developing powers and virtues with elevated discipline. How am I doing this? By being in the present and having awareness of my natural self without analyzing. This is the form, is the cycle reminding me, beginning, middle and end. No questions, just be, follow.
Thank you, sister.
Om Shanti. This flower spoke to me that life is short. You are like a flower, and virtues, powers, Baba's inheritance, they are all these petals around the flower. And by facing the sun, by always facing the sun of knowledge, the flower is able to keep always open, and it's much more beautiful also when it's open and not closed. So I'm learning from this flower that I have to stay a flower by facing the sun of knowledge constantly. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Thank you, sister, and thank you, everyone. So today is the day of uplifting the self, uplifting others, good wishes, giving love and respect. So it was beautiful sharing from all of you. And we can just finish with the moment of silence. And after that, there is 10:30 meditation, and 11 o'clock class is starting.